Well, look, we've had an exporter self-report non-compliance with the supply chain in Vietnam. The issue has been cattle being moved outside of the an approved supply chain, so leaked out of the supply chain. Now, this isn't the first instance. There has been another self-report by an exporter of a similar problem, and you know, this is disappointing to us, to industry, that that this has happened. But what is important is that what actions are being taken to address the problem.
How do they move out of the supply chain?
Well, look, that's a good question. People, you know, are moving livestock middle of the night and to other facilities. Some of them have been moved to other approved facilities, but some have been moved to non-approved facilities. And we need to...
So someone working in that supply chain has done the wrong thing. Someone's
that's correct, yes.
Do we see exporters dob themselves in much?
Look, these certainly not the first time that exporters have self-reported. There's been, I think, a Senate estimates hearing, and the department said there'd been well over 100 instances of self-reports. Now, that's not all things like leakage, which are a pretty significant potential breach of the SCAS system. Some of them are far more minor than that. But yep. I think what's critical is that SCAS was designed for exporters to identify, isolate and fix issues when they arise in a supply chain. Now, I know that people have been quite critical of industry, that it's taken others to highlight problems. And indeed, look, we want solid, strong supply chains. It matters to us that we get welfare right. And if things aren't going right and people report it, that's great. But I don't want people thinking that it's not exporters doing their job. They're responsible for welfare, and comes with that. They've got responsibilities to report to the department if there are problems in supply chains.
For the exporter, why do it? Don't they risk fines and potential suspension of licence?
Well, look, yes, they do. But it's important that if an issue arises, they're talking to the regulator, they're talking to the department, not just saying, look, we've got a problem, but what they're also doing is saying, look, this is how we're treating it. And I think that's the sign of an industry that's taking responsibility for welfare.
On this latest case, so you've mentioned that they've moved outside of the supply chain. When they end up in a spot where they shouldn't have been, have these animals been treated inhumanely?
Look, the problem we face in Vietnam is that there are great differences between abattoirs, what we'd call abattoirs, and what to a regular person would look like an abattoir, and what's a slaughterhouse.
Yep.
Matt, I know you visited some facilities in Vietnam, purpose built, full stunning. You know, millions of dollars invested. I think I've been to one where, in fact, the owner, a female, she'd actually had a lot of her staff in Australia being trained in abattoirs here. So there's that kind of very much more sophisticated standard of abattoir. But what we've also got are very simple, basic slaughterhouses. And by any measure, they are very, very poor standards of welfare. You see animals regularly being tied to the floor before slaughter.
Right.
They're using a sledgehammer to stun the animals.
Right. These are hitting them with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, interestingly, that's a practice, thank goodness, that we haven't seen in Australia for 40 years.
Yep.
But these are not abattoirs by our measure. These are concrete floors, very simple facilities, using very basic standards of slaughter. Now, to us, they're brutal and they're inhumane. And that is why...
If there's leakage, that's where they do or could end up.
That is a risk. That is certainly a risk. And that is why I think it's important that industry is out talking about the potential risk in a market that is it's becoming an increasingly significant market. Now, I want to make sure people understand that we're not talking about problem across the market. We're talking about several facilities where there has been a problem and the exporter self-reported it. Now, the system allows us to treat it in that supply chain rather than have to treat a market, because we all remember what happened in 2011 when we treated a market, and there's plenty of producers around the territory still reeling from that experience.
Are you confident that most animals that we send to Vietnam are treated and killed humanely?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. No, I'm making very clear that we've got a couple of isolated nodes in a couple of supply chains. There are a lot of very, very good supply chains up there. And
those ones that have been pinpointed, are we definitely not sending cattle in that direction whilst all this is going
look,
on?
Look, exporters have taken some decisions around exporting to those particular facilities. And
so some customers have lost their
right. Some of them are being carved out. Mm. Some of them are being carved out. One facility, the exporters, where there has been problems of animals being taken from the facility, and exporters put additional staff up there to oversee the remaining livestock to make sure that they're processed in the approved facility. But added to that, industry is meeting in Vietnam next week. Australian exporters are flying up and meeting collectively with Vietnamese importers to sit down and eyeball each other over the importance of sticking to the rules around welfare assurance. We need to make sure that those systems are tight, because this market is a critical market for northern producers. Mm. It's critical for exporters, and we want to make sure that these, you know, in a system that's still very, very young, we haven't had SCAS up and running in Vietnam for all that long. We want to deal with these problems early so we've got a strong system for the future.
And is that the thing, that the growth has just been so strong, so quick, that the rollout of SCAS has perhaps struggled to keep up?
I believe exporters have done a lot of work around due diligence of customers. And again, I don't want people thinking that this is, again, a problem across all supply chains. We're being very, very open here and transparent about saying, look, this is a small problem in terms of numbers, but a significant risk in terms of welfare outcomes. So exporters are very focused on getting welfare right, and they're working individually with their customers, collectively with their competitors to make sure that we have a strong, secure welfare system. But unfortunately, in the process of getting there, we have had problems. But coming out, letting people know we have, I hope can at least build confidence that we are focused on welfare and we will treat problems when they arise.